Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And the 6 feet is a perfect example of sort of the lack of rigor around how CDC made recommendations. Nobody knows where it came from.
This is going to be an ongoing process. I would remind you that the percentage of individuals at this point who would be eligible to get a booster are largely people over 65.
I am 80 and I'm an elderly person, certainly eligible. I will certainly get a booster.
You will get one, but you have not gotten one yet.
Yeah, right.
Whole thing is highly suspect.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
America is back.
I think he's got a pretty big credibility crisis on his hands because all of these problems in some ways showed up after he said something basically the exact opposite.
The Biden administration lies like they breathe. They're like timeshare salesmen.
Oh, I get it now. It's a scam.
From swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We will be speaking at the bottom of the hour to Tom Homan, formerly of the Border Patrol, and he was the interim director, and about the disaster down on the southern border and about how the Biden administration is trying to throw out a few hundred Haitian single male adults and claim that they've solved the problem, and then they just seed the rest of the country with these people. It's just amazing. I mean, they're not coming. There is no land bridge. There's no tunnel from Haiti to Mexico. These people are obviously healed enough. They most of them have cell phones, it's being reported, these Haitians that are down in Del Rio. And they've been hanging out in Chile and Brazil, but now they figure the welfare is better in the United States, so they want to come up here and get on the dole. And, you know, they're going to get all kinds. They're members of multiple protected classes once they get in here. They have, as illegal aliens, just for starters, no matter what color their skin, they have more rights than American citizens, and they have other advantages over over many American citizens. Let's say 844-500-4242. They don't have to get a vaccination, unlike you. They don't have to work, unlike you. They don't have to worry about anything once they get over here. How can you blame them for wanting to come over here for a free ride? Everything free in America. Ugh.
Everything free in America.
Meanwhile, just to go back to the FDA, before I want to just set this thing up with London Breed, the San Francisco mayor. On Friday, the Federal Drug Administration, we mentioned this, it happened during the show, the advisory panel, ignoring Biden administration pressure to keep the panic going, voted by a 16-2 margin to reject licensing Pfizer's booster vaccine for healthy people between the ages of 16 and 65. It noted, the panel noted insufficient data among younger groups and concerns over potential increased risk for heart inflammation, particularly among males ages 16 and 17. The vote came a day after the Biden administration said it was going forward with boosters, thanks in large parts to the quack Dr. Fauci's insistence on their importance. And it's they're recommending it for people over the age of 65 or those at high risk of occupational exposure and severe COVID-19. The Biden administration wanted the boosters to save face. But now a majority on the advisory board is siding with the departing FDA officials who the fact is, no matter how many Americans are vaccinated, it's not going to stop COVID totally. And so they want the boosters to say they're still trying to do something. Then this is from the American Thinker. The Biden administration is proving very effective at destruction. It's destroyed Afghanistan, destroyed our nation's our military's reputation, destroyed our southern border, destroyed our energy independence, destroyed our labor market, and most significantly destroyed or is working to destroy individual liberty in America by mandating the vaccine. the principal stand that the FDA advisory committee took despite administration pressure about potentially risky boosters may be a small harbinger of American resistance in the face of an anti-American Democrat administration. Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. Meanwhile, it's the same thing with the Democrat elites. Do as they say, not as they do. San Francisco Mayor London Breed, you may remember her. She went to the French Laundry, that place, I think, in the Napa Valley, that one of the most expensive restaurants in America. She went there for a maskless dinner the night after Gavin Newsom, surfer boy governor, went there last winter. And so she's like, these people are recidivists. It's like Gina Raimondo getting busted over and over again, whether it's in Providence when she was governor or going out to another fundraiser for Nancy Pelosi. You know, they never plan to do the right thing, what they want you to do. So this is Mayor London Breed was busted again. And this is just amazing. Her excuse. There was a group in the 90s. What was it called? Tony? That was the name of the group, right? It was some kind of rap group or something.
Tony Tone.
Okay.
It wasn't really a rap group. It was
just crappy music. Just whatever. It was crappy music.
Yeah, but 90s pop kind of thing.
So this is her excuse for why she wasn't wearing a mask last Wednesday night. Cut three.
The fact is, there was something that was really monumental.
Monumental.
Occurred, and that is Tony, the original members, the brothers, Raphael Saadiq and Dwayne Wiggins, who have not performed in public for, I believe, at least over 20 years.
What is she, Casey Kasem?
They are just really some of the most incredible artists.
Oh, you bet.
In the history of this country and the Bay Area in particular. And the fact that that is getting lost here is very unfortunate. Not to mention the incredible trumpeter, Maurice Mobetta Brown, who is just phenomenal. These incredible musicians who performed and who really uplifted the spirits of not just myself, but all of the people who were there.
This is getting lost. We wanted to go to a concert and have some fun, and well, that's just getting lost here.
Let me put it to you this way, Howie. Imagine if Tiny, Chubby, Ralph, and Pooch Tavares all were together again. That's getting lost here.
And by the way, she said Tony. She didn't say tone for the last guy. Who's mispronouncing this?
I will admit it could be me, but I think it's Tony Tone.
That's not what Mayor Breed said. Yes, Grace.
Is a monumental moment similar to a historic day?
Yes, the historic day is when Biden and his family showed up not wearing masks at the Lincoln Monument after he had just announced that you had to wear a mask whenever you went in any federal edifice or building. Yes, it is. It's very similar. And this is, listen to that. It goes on. I mean, methinks she doth protest too much here. This is London Breed. First rule of being in a hole, Mayor, stop digging. But she can't. She just has to keep talking. Cut one.
Make sure you are vaccinated because of the requirements. But don't feel as though you have to be micromanaged about mask wearing. Like, we don't need the fun police to come in and try and micromanage and tell us what we should or shouldn't be doing. We know what we need to do to protect ourselves.
Yeah, we don't need the fun police at the Tony Tone or Tony concert with that great trumpeter, Mobetta Brown. We need the fun police at the local kindergarten. That's where we need them, damn it. We need them at Carmine's in New York City to tell people from Texas, black women, that they can't eat there because Mayor de Blasio said they can't. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, I wanted to ask a question. Can you help me understand why we're not in a state of emergency? We've got more cases. We've got more deaths. We've got more COVID going around now than we did, say, last summer or last year. So what's going on with that?
Well, we don't need to defeat Donald Trump anymore, Paul. That's why the emergency has passed. Don't you understand?
I think I am now.
I just wish somebody would come out, somebody in a position of authority, and tell us what we all know and have known from the day one, that the COVID was the only fatality that mattered was a political fatality, and that was Donald J. Trump. And they got him. They got him. So can you just leave the rest of us the bleep alone? 8445. It's not monumental. Joe, very quickly, Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, Howie, I read recently that the Supreme Court said that no illegals were supposed to be held over in the USA. They were supposed to be kept in Mexico. And then once they were processed, they could come in if they wanted to let them in.
Well, no, I think they were supposed to remain in Mexico pending the hearing. And then Emmett Sullivan, the guy who wanted to lock the corrupt federal judge who wanted to lock up Michael Sullivan, and basically just kept even when the feds dropped the case because it was a frame up, he wanted to throw him in jail. Now he wants to let all these illegal alien Mexicans and Guatemalans and El Salvadorians and Hondurans come into the country and go on welfare. He's screwing up everything. The court systems are just totally screwed. Everything is screwed under Biden. I mean, it predates Biden, but it just gets worse and worse and worse. Thanks for the call, Joe. If you've been holding off on trying Balance 7, then don't wait any longer. Balance 7 is extending their $10 off offer for another week. Get $10 off their 6-week supply bottle and free shipping with code word Howie10. I've been drinking Balance 7 consistently for almost a year now, and I can notice the difference. I feel stronger, healthier, and more energized. As the seasons change, it's important to stay healthy and maintain an active lifestyle. That's easy to do with Balance 7. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take 3 times a day to break down the acids in your body. Often I'm asked to try products and can be very skeptical of claims, but with Balance 7, everything I was told turned out to be 100% true. At remotes, listeners sometimes thank me for introducing them to Balance 7. They tell me Balance 7 has really worked wonders for them. I have jugs both at the studio and at home. I just asked the mailroom manager to make sure we have a fresh jug in Florida for when we fly down in a couple of weeks. That's how good Balance 7 is. Once you get used to it, you'll never want to be without it. Balance 7 works by reducing the acids that naturally build up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid 3 times a day and you will feel the difference within 24 hours. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. For one more week, save $10 off their 6-week supply bottle and receive free shipping with code Howie10. That's code word Howie10 at balance7.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
(844) 500-4242-781 says, do you think we could get Tony to show up at my kid's school? They would appreciate the mask break. It would be monumental if they could go on a nationwide tour. Listen, though, she can't stop talking about this because she knows she's in the wrong, the mayor of San Francisco. Let's play the last cut. Cut two.
No one has been more conservative about protecting themselves than I have, not just because I want to set an example, but because I don't want to get COVID. And I know many people feel the same way. So let's focus on what's most important. That is getting reopened, supporting our nightlife, enjoying our great city, getting back to the normal we once enjoyed and having a good time.
Doesn't she mean nobody's been more liberal than protecting herself? I mean, that's what she's going for, but
how
she
about
spoke
hypocritical?
The truth.
I think it's just hypocritical. I like she says, I've been setting an example. Yes, you have, but you can set a bad example and you can set a good example. You're telling us what you really think. First, it was the visit, the fine dining at French Laundry. Now it's going to see Tony. God, unbelievable. Today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Co. Stagflation is making a comeback. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRS loophole guide and learn how you can protect your wealth and take control of your retirement. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will anyone be fired over the botched drone strike?
Of course not.
98% no say no.
Yeah, exactly. 844-500-4242. You know, the amazing thing here is that they're still defending it. And you know how they're defending it? They're defending it by saying that he has had tragedies in his personal life. Like no one else has ever had a death in the family. This is Jen Psaki today on the drone strike, not on ISIS-K, but on ISIS pre-K. 7 kids killed and a humanitarian aid worker who wanted to go to the U.S. Cut 20.
I would say first, the president's view and all of our view is that the loss of any civilian life is a tragedy, as was made clear in the comments by the Secretary of Defense, by General McKenzie. This was done in error, and clearly the investigation that will continue is something the president broadly supports. So as a human being, as a president, as somebody who has overseen loss in a variety of scenarios, both as a leader and personally, his reaction is it's a tragedy, and every loss is a tragedy, and he supports the effort to move this forward as quickly as possible and to have a thorough investigation.
You know, after the Civil War, whenever the Republicans would raise all the people that were killed in the Civil War, especially those on the Union side, the Army of the Potomac and elsewhere, they would accuse the Republicans of waving the bloody shirt. This is the 21st century equivalent of waving the bloody shirt. Only he's just talking about his wife and his daughter being killed in a traffic accident, which was terrible, and his son dying of a brain tumor. But again, everybody has losses as they go through life, as they get older.
Also, another weird way to phrase it, overseen the loss, as if he were responsible
overseeing. Yeah, that is an interesting way. But of course, he said that the water had overflown the bridges. Remember that one a couple of weeks ago? As he was going to New Jersey, the water had overflown the bridges. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, isn't it going to be wonderful that it's just a matter of time that we don't have to watch the Emmys or the Oscars with their ratings? Put those things on TV anymore.
Yeah, but who's, you know, David, you know, what are they going to put in its place?
Matlock reruns,
Hazel Fest. I don't know. I don't even think about those shows anymore. Do you? I watched the game for a while last night. It was a good game. The Ravens and the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah, that was enjoyable. But they're these self-anointed, they've done it to themselves.
Oh,
you know what I mean? They've created a thing where people just can't listen to them. I mean, they did it to themselves. It's so beautiful.
I know. I still remember when it started. It started in, I think, 1973 when Marlon Brando got the Academy Award for Best Actor, I think for The Godfather. And he sent some Indian woman to pick it up and to make a lecture about colonialism and imperialism. And I just started thinking, did I really need to just hear that? I was in college at the time, and it just has gotten worse and worse and worse. 844-500-4242, 603. America's not back. America's flat on her back. Yes, it is. No doubt about it. 919. Play all of that London Breed stuff together. No, that was enough. That was enough. We don't need to play anymore. We may play Monumental again, but the rest of it is. We'll be right back to talk about the disaster on the southern border. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Miranda Devine in the New York Post this morning. While the president took a long weekend relaxing at the beach in Delaware, another self-imposed crisis blew up in his face. The migrant shanty town under a concrete overpass in Del Rio, Texas, has ballooned to 15,000 souls, mainly Haitians. These are not people escaping an earthquake or political unrest or extreme poverty in Haiti, according to one of the most informed border observers. And we've got another one of the most informed border observers on with us now, Tom Homan. He's the former director of ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Tom Homan, thanks for being with us again on the Howie Carr Show. What is going on in Del Rio, Texas right now with these Haitians? Are they really deporting some, or is this just a handful that are being sent home so that the rest of them can be released into the homeland?
Most of them are being released. It's a sleight of hand, right? So the chief patrol agent secretary said we're deporting the Haitians. They're deporting some to Haiti, but they're deporting about 30%. 25 to 30%, and that comes from guys right on the ground who are processing these people and taking them to the flight line. So the vast majority being released. They're still releasing family groups and unaccompanied children and some single adults. But if here's the problem. The secretary goes out there, the question is, people need to ask them a black and white question. Hey, look, how many people have been deported and how many people have been released? So unless he's going to straight up lie to American people, he'd have to admit most are being released. So again, it's a sleight of hand they're talking about. And let me ask something else. The secretary said today they're deploying additional resources to deal with this issue. Right now, as of last night, talking to a senior Border Patrol command, there's 224 miles of border in Texas where there's zero agents. No line watch, no patrol for 224 miles because they're pulling all the resources to other areas. The cartels are having a field day. How much fentanyl you think is coming across that 224 miles where there's no border choices? This Secretary of Homeland Security has made this homeland the less secure I've ever seen it. He needs to resign. This is a nightmare what's going on.
But he's just following orders, isn't he, Tom? I mean, it's not his policy.
It's his responsibility, his constitutional duty to say, you know what, no. This is putting the homeland at great risk. I'm not going to do it. So, first of all, he needs to resign because he's agreed to do this. He needs to resign. He needs to leave because the homeland is less secure, and he's supposed to be doing the opposite. So, yeah, you're not talking about this before. This is all by design. And the American people, I think, are waking up to it. But no, the Secretary of Homeland Security, he should resign. The chief patrol agent should resign. Now, they had a chief patrol agent there earlier. His name was Rodney Scott. Now, they pushed him out. Why? Because he refused to be a political pawn. He refused to say, when they gave him the direction, stop using the term illegal alien, he said, no. That's a legal term in the statute, and we're law enforcement officers, and that's it. We use legal terms. So soon after, they pushed him out because he wasn't going to play the political games. Now they got a chief in there who's puppeting the talking points of the White House, which are mostly lies. I've been around a long time, and I know politicians will stretch the truth. I know administrations will, kind of bend the truth. But they're out and out lying to American people. And I got guys on the ground giving me the facts.
Now, this person that Miranda Devine quotes today in the New York Post from the Center for Immigration Studies, he says the Haitians that are now squatting in Del Rio were living a pretty good life in South America, but they're seeing an opportunity to improve their situation. So they go to Chile or Brazil, and I guess they're living on the dole there. Chile was 1,000 times better than Haiti, one migrant told them, one illegal alien. But America is 1 million times better. So why do the American people have to support all these people that just want to come in here and live off of us? I mean, again, you can't get off a plane at JFK or at Logan or any other damn airport in the country and just waltz in without a test or without any kind of mean support. But these people are just coming across the border and just going right straight on to welfare, COVID positive or not. What the hell's going on?
Right, because, I agree. The administration can say all they want. Now it's not time to come. Don't come. We'll send you home. But actions speak louder than words. They know that most people are being released, especially all the family units. And here's another issue. The family units from Haiti, they're releasing right now that are making a credible fear claim.
Yeah.
How do they make a credible fear claim from the country of Haiti when they haven't lived there in 5 years? They've been living in another country. They're not escaping fear from Haiti. They haven't been to Haiti in the last 5 years. But this administration don't care. Their bottom line is get as many people in this country as they can. We talked about this before. Why would they do this? Why would they open the borders up and let millions come in? For what reason? The only reason is because they'll be counted in the next census. They overruled Trump's census rule that said they can be counted in the census now, which means more seats in the House for the Democrats, which means, you know, for electoral college, which means perpetual power. They also push an amnesty plan, which another thing that pisses me off, in the middle of this crisis, you got Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer on Hill trying to push some amnesty plan for reconciliation. I get the first part, but they're going to not stop trying. The worst thing you can do during a crisis like this is make more enticements, more promises. When you start talking about amnesty, that's just going to bring more. They just keep throwing gas on the fire. It's ridiculous what the Democrats are doing.
Yeah, I know there was a horrible murder in North Dakota. Some Somali quote unquote refugee just murdered this young woman there. And you know they're bringing in all these refugees. How about all the refugees they're bringing in from Afghanistan? They don't know who these people are in many cases, and they're admitting that they're catching terrorists. They're catching middle aged men trying to bring in 11-year-old girls as their brides. I mean, what is the end game here other than to totally destabilize the United States of America?
It's all about perpetual power and to Democratic voters. And you brought the Afghanistan, just to let your listeners know, a special immigrant visa takes 18 months to 24 months to clear and vet because they got to check various intelligence databases to make sure this person's not a bad guy, right? So when they're one in a rush, their normal process took 18 to 24 months. Now this administration is doing it in a matter of days or weeks. There's no way they can do it. Let me ask, how are they going to verify a passport's authentic when there's no Afghan government you can get records from? How are they going to verify the birth certificates and information from the government of Afghanistan when the Taliban's in control? You think Taliban's going to turn that information over? There's no chief of mission over there. There's no counselor over there. There's no embassy over there. So all the background checks they have to do, they've been crippled. They don't have access to most of this stuff anymore. So how in the hell are they clearing anybody in that short of time? And I'll add this one more thing. When they spent 18 to 24 months doing it, what do you think the denial rate was? 82% of SIVs were denied. And that's when they did thorough vetting. Now they're doing it days and weeks, and they're going to prove these things? This is a national security issue at the highest level, and this administration just don't care.
And now, what about these Haitians applying for asylum? Now, isn't the denial rate for asylum, like you say, they haven't been living in Haiti. They're coming across, according to the New York Post, they're coming. All of them have cell phones and social media access. They've been living in South America, enjoying themselves, but they just figure there's more free stuff here in the United States. How can they, you know, what percentage of people when we really had a functioning federal government, what percentage of the asylum seekers were denied asylum?
88 to 89% were denied, 9 out of 10.
And what?
Let me tell you what the next sleight of hand. The next sleight of hand this administration done. They changed the rules, knowing that 90% don't qualify, 9 out of 10 don't qualify, and they get order removed, and only 3% of those order removed left. Right? That's why President Trump said if 90% don't qualify and only 3% leave, why the hell are we letting them keep coming in? That's why we got to remain in Mexico. But they just changed the rules for asylum real quietly. So now you can say you're a victim of domestic violence or your gangs are in your neighborhood. They open the aperture up on who can claim asylum now in hopes of getting a higher approval number. This administration, again, changed the rules about Americans knowing what they were doing.
We're talking to Tom Homan, the former director of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and about this latest disaster on the border. And so, are they reporting correctly that all these Haitians that are there have cell phones and other social media? So these are middle class to upper middle class Haitians that just decided to cut the line, and they're going to go over here and they'll be eligible for every kind of welfare benefit there is in the United States and social programs as well.
Well, Democratic leadership, absolutely. What's mostly hard to me, I'm watching the film, they're moving back and forth, and they want to go get some food, they go back over to Mexico, get some food, and come right back in. In my career, the border meant something. People weren't allowed to come in and come out illegally. And the border trade is just in there, watching them come back and forth from the Mexican side to the U.S. side, back to the Mexican side. It's just, there is no security on that border. And what's really sad is that the flow kept coming until the Texas DPS in force went down and stopped it. So, you know, this administration has crippled the Border Patrol agent. The morale down there, these guys are quitting right and left. And I talked to a lot of them. They lost total respect in the president. They lost respect in the secretary, who still don't want to admit there's a crisis. And they got to watch Texas DPS do their job. So it's just, you know, thank God for the, you know, state of Texas. They're trying the best they can. But once they lock that down, they're just going to move over to other sections of Texas. Like I said, the big issue here, the biggest concern I have of all of this is coming from a high-level command, 224 miles of the southwest border unpatrolled. Not a single law enforcement officer within that 224 miles. That's just scared the hell out of everybody, because Afghanistan just let thousands of terrorists out of prisons. Their sole reason for living is to destroy this country. They can't get a plane ticket and a visa to come in this country until database checks are supposed to be done. How do you get in? You come across 224 miles of border where there's not a single law enforcement agency within 100 miles.
How about diseases? We're hearing stories about not just COVID-19, but, you know, I mean, really deadly diseases like cholera, leprosy, that kind of thing. Are you hearing those stories too, Tom Holman?
Well, I can tell you COVID is just the latest disease. When I was ICE director, we dealt with TB, a lot of TB, measles, chicken pox, cholera, you name it. And some of these diseases we wiped out years ago. But measles, chicken pox shut down some of our facilities. TB, when I was the ICE director, we had somebody in custody had a strand of TB that was unrecognizable to the medical experts. We had to work with the CDC, Department of Texas, Department of Public Health, to try to pump some sort of medication, some sort of cocktail that would treat this thing. We kept this guy in custody for 6 months until we were able to treat him. Can you imagine if he would have got into the public system or his children got into public schools? COVID is just the latest. Disease comes across that border every single day.
This is why we had Ellis Island 100 years ago, right? To quarantine people until we could see if they were carrying contagious diseases. Now we just put them on a bus and give them a welfare card and send them on their merry way.
Well, we knew up to the station incident that 18 to 20% of the illegal aliens crossed across the border tested positive for COVID. And of course, the government ain't testing them. The local communities are. The government just—they're not doing any testing, right? So here's the now thousands of people from Haiti who has, if you look it up, they got about a 1% vaccination rate in Haiti. So if for the ones that come from Haiti,
yeah,
they're an extreme public health risk for this country. And what are they doing? They're releasing 70 to 75% in the United States. They claim they're deporting them, but the question needs to be asked: how many, and how many have been released? That's the question that should be asked.
Yeah, it turns out just 327 were sent back to Haiti on three flights yesterday. This is according to Mayorkas's own department, the Department of Homeland Security. They were all reportedly adult single males. So all you got to do is grab a kid and claim you're a family unit, and they let you go, and you're on welfare for the rest of your life.
And you don't even know if it's their kid. Under the Trump administration, we did DNA testing. This administration is not. So we don't, are they a kid? Or, look, a lot of these kids, we found out during ICE, that a lot of these kids are trafficked. They're used by an adult male, adult female, get to the United States, or sent back, used again. So we don't even know how many of these families are actually families. So, you know, trafficking of children and women for sexual purposes is sky high. Fentanyl overdoses are 90,000, and DEA said 95% of fentanyl is coming across the southern border. Well, that's easy to explain, because right now, over 50% of the Border Patrol agents are no longer doing line duty. They're processing. They're changing places. They're making hospital runs.
Mm. Tom Holman, if people want to read up more on what you're up to, where can they go?
You go to TomHolmanSpeaks.com. I got a website there. And, you know, watch Fox. I'm on Fox. I'm Fox is killing right now. I got two shows tonight, and I got several tomorrow. You got Mark Morgan. Mark Morgan's over there. He's doing some things. So we're raising hell, and you're going to see a lot more from us. So we're partnering up with Chip Roy and Andy Biggs and Ted Cruz.
We're going
out there. We're going out to Texas. We're going down there and raise hell.
All right, Tom Holman, thanks so much for being with us, and thanks for your service, and thanks for raising hell. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr has ditched the big tech overlords and taken his show to Rumble. Watch the show live and uncensored at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show. Traveling around New England.
Close your eyes, gang, as we hit the Kankamagus Highway. Just 4 miles to Mount Washington.
Howie has you covered. To find a station near you, go to HowieCarShow.com.
Feel that New Hampshire air.
Looking for Howie Carr on YouTube? Well, you won't find him there.
Yoo-hoo! Where are you?
Watch the show live and uncensored at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.
Is somebody asking the foreign nationals who are locked into Del Rio, Texas, and setting up camps on this side of the border for proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test?
Well, first of all, I can readdress for you or retalk you through what
that
steps
the,
we
that
take.
That is the policy for people who fly into the country. So if somebody walks into the country right across the river, does somebody ask them to see their vaccination card?
Well, let me explain to you again, Peter, how our process works. As individuals come across the border, they are both assessed for whether they have any symptoms. If they have symptoms, the intention is for them to be quarantined. That is our process.
Right.
They're not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time.
No, they're going to go up somewhere north and go on welfare forever and ever. Amen. 844-500-4242. Ed, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ed.
How you doing, Howie? Hey, I'm just calling to see, I know Mayorkas went down there to the Texas border today. Is that correct?
Yes, he did.
Okay, and did he get an earful?
From whom? The amen chorus that accompanied him from the media? I'm sure some of his underlings, but a lot of those people, like Tom Homan just said, have already quit. They can't take it anymore. The other thing is, it's dangerous. You know, you got these terrorists, these gangbangers, a huge percentage of these people are flat out criminals. And then the ones that aren't criminals, some of them have these terrible diseases.
Exactly. And they're bringing across the border willy nilly. But and the other thing too, Howie, where is Zarina Harris?
She's working on the root causes, Ed, don't you know? The root causes. You're right. Where has she been? Has anyone seen her?
Where's the vice president on any of this? Isn't she supposed to be addressing the root causes of migration?
Absolutely. And she has been addressing the root causes of migration by working with countries in the region to ensure they have the assistance they need to reduce the number of people who are coming and trying to make those journeys across the border. We've actually seen some reductions in some of those numbers.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you can see from the drone that they've tried to shut down by that Fox.
Yeah, why no victory speech? Why no victory lap?
Mission accomplished. Yeah, mission accomplished is to destroy the United States of America. That's the mission. I guess it's not quite accomplished yet. 617, I don't think Boston traffic can take any more illegal aliens driving in their brand new cars. It took me an hour and a half to get from Lynn to Peabody today. 844, where are they going to live? Every public housing project in the country has a waiting list of years. And they're just going to bring them in. They're going to put them to the head of the list, though, ahead of you and your parents. I'm Howie Carr.